Columnist imagines what would happen if black people boycott the NFL over Kaepernick. By Warner Todd Houston on December 21, 2019. Arizona Central columnist Greg Moore is wondering what the NFL would look like if blacks decided to boycott the NFL over the continued unemployment of national anthem protester Colin Kaepernick. Claiming that former NFL player Kaepernick is an innocent activist who was only protesting against police brutality, Moore spends his December 20th op-ed writing of the potential power the black community could wield against the NFL as a repercussion of the league's mistreatment of Kaepernick. Noting that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell recently said that it is time to move on from Colin Kaepernick after the player made a mockery of the workout the league arranged for him, Moore asks, how about if black people move on from the NFL? Moore started his op-ed whitewashing what got Colin Kaepernick in trouble in the first place, his protests. To recap the conflict, Kaepernick became the leader of an anti-police brutality movement when he listened to the advice of a Green Beret and respectfully kneeled during the national anthem, Moore wrote. It was a peaceful protest to the very violent deaths of unarmed black men that sparked riots and protests around the nation. This is the popular way leftists describe what Kaepernick did with his protests. Sure, it is the sanitized version that activists want to push in order to make it seem as if he is the aggrieved party. But it is not true that all he did was respectfully protest police brutality. Kaepernick clearly meant to tell fans that he was protesting against all police, not just the ones that abuse their power. Not long after he started his protests, he wore socks that portrayed cops as pigs. The former 49er also attacked the very fabric of America by wearing a shirt praising Cuban dictator and mass murderer Fidel Castro. Not only that, but he claimed that the U.S. was never great, and added that he was standing up against the whole country in general, not just against racism, with his anthem protests. Moore goes on to slam the NFL for the failed November workout Goodell arranged for Kaepernick to be seen by the teams, calling the event a deal came with a lot of strings attached. Rather than focus on a solution to racial inequality and problems facing law enforcement and the communities they serve, Moore railed, Goodell talked about the incredible opportunity his league presented Kaepernick. So now he's speaking for everyone when he says, "We've moved on," Moore said of Goodell's opinion about Kaepernick going forward. Moore noted that the NFL is placed in cities that have large minority communities. And now that Goodell has insulted those minorities by his treatment of Kaepernick, Moore thinks blacks in those locations have the ability to influence the NFL should they stop watching, buying jerseys and attending games. Let's take that to its next logical step, Moore said spitefully. And consider it that multi-ethnic coalition of insulted people of conscience decides to boycott the beer and soda and pizza and insurance and car companies that prop up the endeavor of pro football. Moore went on to imagine a world of pro football without black people. That means five of the top seven quarterbacks by the ESPN quarterback rating metric would be gone. That means four of the top five running backs by yards gain would be gone. This ratio could go on a while. I stopped counting at 19 of the top 20. That means 7 of the top 10 defenders by total tackles would be gone. The top overall tackler is Latino, so that would be 8 of 10 if we're expanding this to all ethnic minorities. That means 4 of the top 5 defensive players by sacks would be gone. Moore said that 70% of the NFL is black. So, imagine they leave the NFL and go play in pro leagues in Canada, China or Europe. Imagine they leave and start their own league. The writer then crowed that the NFL and its advertisers would lose millions if his fantasy were to come true. Even as he preached separatism, selfishness, and partisan vitriol, Moore praised football as a place where we teach people from diverse backgrounds to get along and work together toward a common goal. Moore wrapped up his attack on the NFL, exclaiming that the league has to do a better job of showing and proving that it's addressing the problems of racial inequality and police brutality that Kaepernick has been fighting. Reiterating that Goodell said he is moving on from Kaepernick, Moore completed his screed, saying, "Imagine if a collation of insulted people of conscience from all backgrounds decides to do the same thing." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook.com/Warner.Todd.Houston.